So the interweb is all a fluster and a flutter this morning as the news has been announced that the social bookmarking website Delicious is to close. Real shame, but not really the end of the world, is it? There are alternatives out there. Pinboard is one that springs to mind. Pinboard.in that looks very good. And I've just transferred all my Delicious bookmarks across to it as we speak. But that's not the reason why I am mentioning this on the audio boo. The reason I'm mentioning it is because it raises quite an interesting topic, which is that of integrating third-party services into your website. And we're doing it more and more, aren't we? And in fact, I pull in my Delicious feed onto the Boag World website, and I rely on it as a way of disseminating interesting links to those that follow me. And the trouble is, when you become reliant on these third-party services, it means that if one of them is removed or goes down or for whatever reason, then you're a bit stuffed. For example, what would happen if Google Maps decided to close down? You know, a lot of us have got Google Maps integrated with our applications and our websites. What if they didn't close it down, but they started charging for it? Or what if it went down because of a server problem? That's going to affect your own website as well. Now, I'm not suggesting we shouldn't be using these third-party applications, but we do need to consider it and consider the risk associated with it. We often tend to rush into using these things as a quick and easy solution to the kind of development problems that we face. But if you are going to integrate these services, be aware that they might not always be there, and at some point you might have to do some hasty rework in order to get around the problem. If you are using Delicious on your website, do not panic, because the previously mentioned pinboard.in has got a pretty much identical API that you can use in pretty much the same way as Delicious. So if you do need to make changes, they're probably minimal. But the point still stands, not all services are going to have an easy alternative, and we do need to consider what we would do if they disappeared.